الله الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد Question to Usama. What are the three levels of believers in regard to their actions, to their deeds? They are of three levels as mentioned in the Quran. So what are these three levels? Usama al-Asad. As'ad Allah sabaha. Okay. Even without attending. Okay. Now tell me what does it mean by Sadiq bil Khairat? Okay. What? Okay. Well, this is an additional knowledge to what we have taught. Okay. Let's proceed, inshallah. Okay, as we said, and this is inshallah a good deal of it is a revision of what we had on the first meeting regarding al-a'mal al-qalbiyya, the deeds of the heart, by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. I'll be reading and I'll translate and then comment as needed. There will be need of a lot of explanation, but at the same time I'd like to keep the text identifiable, so that inshallah later on this can be compiled together, transcribed and put together into a translation of this book, this important book. So he says, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, أما بعد فهذه كلمات مختارة في أعمال القلوب التي تسمى المقامات والأحوال. He says these are selected words in regard to the deeds of the hearts, which are called المقامات والأحوال, which means the levels and the situation or the conditions. Now these two words are, you know, as you know, whether it is Ibn Taymiyyah or any of the scholars through the ages, they are influenced by their surroundings, and he is one of the few who were able, rahimahullah, to come out from the influence of the environment to clarify many of the mistakes that were prevalent in his time and to warn people from them. And that is why we benefit so much from his knowledge to our time and inshallah to the end of time. However, you find that still sometimes there is influence that they cannot come out totally from it. And sometimes the influence is not serious or important. Sometimes it is merely a matter of words that are commonly used in that time, and they use it, but they do not mean anything wrong by it. And this is an example here where al-maqamat wal-ahwal are words that are used by the Sufis. These are Sufi expressions, but they became so common in the language of the mashayikh and so on that they sometimes use them and they do not mean with them, by them, the understanding of the Sufi. So therefore, I mean, this is not intended in this book, I assure you, inshallah. So these are selected words in the regard to the deeds of the heart. هِيَ مِنْ أُصُولِ الْأَبْحَاثِ وَقَوَاعِدِ الدِّينِ. And they are from the foundations of the research or the seeking of the knowledge and the fundamentals for the deen. مثل محبة الله ورسوله, such as loving Allah and His Messenger, والتوكل على الله, and relying on Allah, وإخلاص الدين به له, وإخلاص الدين له, and to have sincerity of the deen, in the deen, having it sincerely done to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, والشكر له, and to be thankful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, والصبر على حكمه, and to be patient in regard to His decree, والخوف منه, والرجاء فيه, and to fear Him, and to be hopeful in Him, or have hope in Him, وما يتبع ذلك, and anything that follows from this. فأقول, so I say, هذه الأعمال جميعها واجبة على جميع الخلق. This is very important to understand and realize. And I emphasize this before I emphasize it again. هذه الأعمال واجبة جميعها على جميع الخلق. All of these are obligatory. All of them are obligatory for all the creation, for all human beings. They are all required and obligatory. المأمورين في الأصل. Of course, the human being, the creation, which is already to start with, required or obliged to do something. مأمور. مأمور means the one who is required to who has the selection or the choice to do things. Allah commands him to do. Which means basically the human beings are the jinn. And then from the human beings, it means those who attain puberty, those who are sane, and those who are awake, and so on. You know, those who have fulfilled certain requirements that do not negate the takleef from them. So المأمورين بها means مكلفين, those who are required to do these things. So all the creation who are مكلفين, they are required to fulfill these deeds of the heart. So it is, this is an important thing that some people neglect. They think that as long as I pray correctly, as long as I perform the you know, the routines of Islam, the outward, the actions properly, then I'm fine. But no, there's something very important. What's in the heart? Are we doing this with sincerity? Do we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla? Do we truly fear Him? Do we truly have hope in Him? Do we truly rely on Him, and so on? These are very important, and they are required from every human being, every mukallaf person. واجبة على جميع الخلق المأمورين في الأصل باتفاق أئمة الدين. This is a consensus of all the leaders of the deen, which means the greatest scholars of the deen. والناس فيها على ثلاث درجات. And the people in regard to these deeds of the heart are of three levels. كما هم في أعمال الأبدان على ثلاث درجات. Just as they are three levels in regard to the deeds of the abdan, of the bodies. What are the three levels? ظالم لنفسه ومقتصد وسابق بالخيرات. فالظالم لنفسه العاصي بترك مأمور أو فعل محظور. ظالم لنفسه is one who is transgressing against himself. والمقتصد, the one who is what's the word we use for it in the past? The one who is doesn't do much. He is, you know, like average. وسابق بالخيرات is the one who competes in doing the good. فالظالم لنفسه العاصي بترك مأمور أو فعل محظور. The one who transgresses against himself is the one who is disobedient, because he drops something that he is required to do, or does something that he is prohibited from doing. العاصي بترك مأمور أو فعل محظور. Because he did something, does something which is he doesn't do something which is required to do, or does something that he is prohibited from doing. والمقتصد المؤدي الواجبات والتارك المحرمات. المقتصد is, you said, this average person is the one who fulfills the obligations and who stays away from the prohibitions. So he does the minimum, the bare minimum. والسابق بالخيرات المتقرب بما يقدر عليه من فعل واجب ومستحب والتارك للمحرم والمكروه. In addition to what our scholar there have explained regarding As-Sabiq bil Khayrat. Also, the explanation of it, according to this other scholar, Ibn Taymiyyah, Hafizahullah, is that it is, he is the one who, al-mutaqarribu bima yaqdiru alayhi, the one who approaches Allah, comes close to Allah Azza wa Jal, or tries to come close to Allah Azza wa Jal, by doing as much as he can of min fa'li wajib wa mustahab, of doing good things or recommended things. In fa'li, wajib wa mustahab, of doing what is obligatory or recommended. Wa tariq lil muharram wal makruh, and who avoids that which is prohibited or makruh, which means disliked by the shara. وإن كان كل من المقتصد والسابق قد يكون له ذنوب تمحى عنه إما بتوبة وإما بحسنات ماحية وإما بمصائب مكفرة. Even though he says both المقتصد and السابق, both of them could have sins and will have sins of course, because nobody of the human beings but sinful. So both of them could have sins that would be removed from him, erased from him, إما بتوبة, either by repentance. والله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين, and Allah loves those who repent and who purify themselves, as in the Quran. وإما بحسنات ماحية, or by doing good deeds that would erase his sins. وأما بمصائب مكفرة, or because of some hardships and disasters that abrogate or remove his sins from him. وأما بغير ذلك, or by other ways. وكل من الصنفين المقتصد والسابق من أولياء الله. And both of those two people, the average as we describe him, or المقتصد, and the better one who is السابق, they are from awliya Allah. They are from the close ones to Allah. الذين ذكرهم في كتابه بقوله, whom he mentioned in his book by saying, ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Indeed, the awliya of Allah, there is no fear for them. They should not be fearful, and they should not be afraid of what will happen to them in the hereafter. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who believe and have taqwa. فَحَدُّ أَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهِ, the definition of awliya Allah are, who knows the definition? Who knows the definition of awliya Allah from the ayah that we just mentioned? Who? Go. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who believe in Allah and have taqwa. So he says, فَحَدُّ أَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, the definition of the awliya of Allah are those who believe and have taqwa. وَلَكِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَنْقَسِمُ إِلَىٰ عَامُ وَهُمُ الْمُقْتَصِدُونَ وَخَاصُ وَهُمْ السَّابِقُونَ. So this is divided into two groups, the general group who are المقتصدون, those who do the minimum, and the special ones who are السابقون, the competitors, those who compete in doing more and more good. وإن كان السابقون هم أعلى درجات, and even though the سابقون, those competitors are higher in ranks, كالأنبياء والصديقين. I think there is a mistake here, a typo. It should say, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنَ السَّابِقِينَ مَنْ هُمْ أَعْلَى دَرَجَاتِ كَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. Even though among the سابقين, there are those who are even higher in ranks than the average سابقين. And these are the prophets and صديقين, who are the truthful, the most truthful, صديقين. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ القسمين في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال يقول الله من عادى لي وليا فقد بارزني للمحاربة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the two types of awliya in the hadith recorded by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. He says, Allah Azza wa Jal says, the one who displays hostility toward a wali of mine, a close one to me, فَقَدْ بَارَزَنِي بِالْمُحَارَبَةِ, has indeed declared war against me. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِمِثْلِ مَا أَدَاءِ مَا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ, and my abd cannot come close to me with anything like performing that which I made obligatory on him. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. So the first, when a person performs the first, the obligations, he becomes of the, what? Sabiqeen, right? No. Muqtasideen, right. He becomes from the first level. And then, wake up, man. Don't say yes when it is no. And then, not only you. Many people said yes. Many people said yes, but it is no. Okay. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي مِثْلِ أَدَاءِ مَا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And my abd now to come higher in rank, above the level of the muqtasid, he needs to do more, right? بِمِثْلِ وَلَا يَزَلْ عَبْدِي يَتْقَرَبَ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. My abd keeps coming closer to me by doing nawafil, voluntary deeds, until I love him. فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي به. So once I love him, I become his hearing with which he hears, his eyes with which he, sight with which he sees, his hand with which he works, and his foot with which he walks. ولئن سألني لأعطينه, and if he asks me, I will give him. وَلَا إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهِ, and if he seeks shelter, protection from me, then I will protect him. وَمَا تَرَدَّدْتُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ أَنَا فَاعِلُهُ, تَرَدُّدِي عَنْ قَبْضِ نَفْسِ عَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ وَأَكْرَهُ مَسَاءَتَهُ وَلَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِنْهِ. And there is nothing that I was reluctant to do, like, even though I have to do it, that I have to do, like being reluctant to take away the soul of my believing abd, my believing servant. Because he hates that, and I hate to harm him or to do something that would give him unhappiness or displease him. وَلَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِنْ, but there is no avoidance of it. He must go through it. وأما الظالم لنفسه من أهل الإيمان فمعه من ولاية الله بقدر إيمانه وتقواه. As for, now we spoke about the two types, مقتصد والسابق بالخيرات. Now the third type that we mentioned in the beginning, الظالم لنفسه فمعه من ولاية الله بقدر إيمانه وتقواه. He has of the wilaya, of the friendship and closeness of Allah, in accordance with his iman and with his taqwa. Which means the more iman and taqwa he has, the more he becomes closer to becoming a wali of Allah. But he is transgressing against himself, so he's still below that level. كَمَا مَعَهُ مِنْ ضِدِّ ذَلِكَ بِقَدْرِ فُجُورِهِ. And he has also in him, there is fulfilled qualities contrary to that, in proportion with his fujur, with his disobedience. إِذِ الشَّخْصُ الْوَاحِدِ قد تجتمع فيه الحسنات المقتضية للثواب والسيئات المقتضية للعقاب. Because in one person you may find qualities which would make him deserve thawab, rewards, and sins or evil things that would make him deserve punishment. نسأل الله العافية. حتى يمكن أن يثاب ويعاقب. So that it is even possible that he will be rewarded and he will be punished at the same time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا قول جميع أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأئمة الإسلام. And this is the belief of all the Sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the great scholars of Islam. وأهل السنة والجماعة الذين يقولون أنه لا يخلد في النار من في قلبه مثقال ذرة من إيمان. And this is also the saying of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who say that he will not be abide forever in the hellfire, he who has in his heart the amount of an atom or a small particle of iman. Okay? So this is an important belief to know, that the person who has the smallest amount of iman in his heart will enter the Jannah eventually. He may enter it, of course, depending on his deeds. He may enter it right away without going into the hellfire. But there are people who will be punished before going into the hellfire. And this is in the authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about the last man who will leave the Jannah after he has turned into a piece of fahm, piece of coal, because of how much he was being burned. And so the last person to leave Jahannam or the fire and to enter the Jannah. نسأل الله العافية. And you know, the punishment is even in this life, because we know that sometimes Allah Azza wa Jalla punishes us because of our evil in this life. So punishment is possible for the believer, and it's not only once the person is a believer, then it is all a road of roses and no thorns or anything like that. He has, depending on his actions, on our actions, he would be punished or tested. And on our evil or bad or sinful actions, and depending on our good deeds, we will be rewarded. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make our deeds so much overwhelming over our sins, and to forgive our shortcomings, so that we would not be of those who will be let into the hellfire. Okay, now here is a discussion about, you know, first he mentioned that this is the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Sahaba, starting from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the great scholars of Islam. Now, there are people who believe differently, who have a wrong belief in this regard. So he says, and they say, the person who enters the hellfire will never leave it. This, as I said, this is contrary to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the general, you know, ayat of the Quran and the understanding of Islam. أما القائلون بالتخليد كالخوارج والمعتزلة القائلين أنه لا يخرج من النار من دخلها من أهل القبلة وأنه لا شفاعة للرسول ولا لغيره في أهل الكبائر لا قبل دخول النار ولا بعده فعندهم لا يجتمع في الشخص الواحد ثواب وعقاب وحسنات وسيئات بل من أثيب لا يعاقب ومن عوقب لم يثب ودلائل هذا الأصل من الكتاب والسنة وإجماع سلف الأمة كثير ليس هذا موضعه وقد بسطناه في مواضعه. So he says, as for those who say that the person will abide permanently in the hellfire, that is, a Muslim will abide permanently, some Muslims will abide permanently in the hellfire, like Al-Khawarij and Mu'tazila, who say that once a person from Ahlul Qibla, which means from the Muslims who pray toward the Qibla, once one of the Muslims enter the hellfire, they will never leave it, and that there is no intercession acceptable for the Prophet ﷺ or for anyone else in regard to the people who committed kaba'ir, major sins, whether it is before they enter the hellfire or after that. فَعِنْدَهُمْ So according to them, you cannot have punishment and rewards applicable to one person. It's either this or that. وَحَسَنَاتِ وَسَيِّئَاتِ Or that he is sinful and he has sins and he has good deeds as well. And they say that the one who is rewarded will not be punished, and the one who is punished will not be rewarded. That's their deviant understanding. And he says, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, the la ilaha illa, as for the evidence for what we explained earlier, which is contrary to what they say, there are many in the book and the sunnah, and the ijma' of the salaf, the consensus of the salaf of this ummah. And it is not here that place we can discuss this in detail, because we have discussed it in other books of ours. Now here, before we end, let me explain who are Al-Khawarij and Mu'tazila for our reference, even though this is not related to the deeds of their hearts, but since they are mentioned, it's good to know who they are. Al-Khawarij يسمون بالحروريين نسبة إلى حرورا وهي على بعد ميلين من الكوفة. They are also sometimes called حروريين, relating them to حرورا, which is a town about 2 miles from Kufa in Iraq. And this is this description is given to those who believe in the beliefs of Al-Khawarij. لأن أول فرقة منهم خرجوا على علي رضي الله عنه بالبلدة المذكورة. Because the first group of Khawarij, they خرجوا, which means they went out against Ali رضي الله عنه in this town, in حرورا. That's why they call them حروريين. That's why they call them Khawarij, because they went out, خرجوا, against Ali and the other Muslims. فاشتهروا بالنسبة إليها. So they became famous by being related to this town. ولجأوا إلى بعض الآراء المتطرفة والأعمال القاسية. And they started doing some extreme actions and had some extreme opinions. فطعنوا في علي وأحقيته في الخليفة. They attacked Ali and rejected that his right to be to being خليفة. And also they attacked Uthman رضي الله عنه. And they made a kafir, made takfir against those who did not agree with them in regard to their attack against Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. These are Khawarij. As for Mu'tazila, تُنسَبُ إِلَى وَاصِلِ بِنْ عَطَاءِ لِأَنَّهُ اَعْتَزَلَ مَجْلِسَ الْحَسَنِ الْبَصْرِ. Mu'tazila is related or named after Al-Wasil bin Ata. Wasil bin Ata is the first, the one who initiated or originated Al-Mu'tazila, because he left the halqa of Al-Hasan al-Basri. Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he was, as we said a couple of days ago, he was one of the greatest scholars of Islam and of the Sahaba, of the Tabi'in, radiallahu anhu. So this person, he left his sitting, his halqa, he didn't like it, and he went and started a new one, with wrong beliefs and deviant understanding. ويسمون أصحاب العدل والتوحيد ويلقبون بالقدرية. Also, they are called the people of عدل and توحيد. They call themselves the people of justice and توحيد. And also, they are given the title of قدرية. They believe in قدر. In قدر, in the sense that whatever happens to us, we have we have full choice. There is no choice to Allah Azza wa Jalla in whatever happens to us. Qadariya is opposite to Jabriya. Jabriya say we are forced to do whatever we do, that we have no choice. The Qadariya are the other extreme. They say we have full choice, full control on whatever happens to us. وهم يقولون, they say also that Allah is ancient, qadim. وَالْقِدَمُ أَخَصُ وَصْلِ ذَاتِهِ. And they say that this is the most important description about Allah. وَنَفَوُ الصِّفَاتِ الْقَدِيمَةِ أَصْلًا. And they rejected many of the qualities of Allah. So they say عَالِمٌ بِذَاتِهِ, قَادِرٌ بِذَاتِهِ, حَيٌّ بِذَاتِهِ, لَا بِعِلْمٍ وَقُدْرَةٍ وَحَيَاهِ. So they say he is knowledgeable because it is something in his essence, in his ذات. He is capable for something in his essence. The capability comes from his essence. And the same for his other attributes. And it is not because he is knowledgeable because he is knowledge. So they say you cannot say he has knowledge, therefore he is knowledgeable. He has capability or power, therefore he is powerful. You cannot say he is alive, he has life, so he is alive. So you see, they use, as you can tell immediately, they are philosophical. They use philosophy, and they relied a lot on the Greek
philosophy. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد today we'll be switching order because every time we get to deeds of the hearts last so today we'll do it first so that people be more fresh inshallah. They'll be confused now. Okay, now I'll ask some questions and see how attentive people were and how well they studied. We said that the deeds of the heart in relation to the deeds of the body are A, more important, B, less important, C, the same. Waleed. The deeds of the heart in relation to the deeds of the body, the actions of the body. More important, less important, or the same? A, B, C. D, all of the above. E, none of the above. So choose one, multiple choice. As important. Everybody agrees with that? His brother disagrees. What? A, more important. More important than the deeds of the heart. Okay. Okay. Why is it more important? Okay. Sonar. Why the actions of the heart are more important than the actions of the body?
The heart is strong and to look back on the actions. If you have strong and faith and so on, the heart has no word and then you can practice.
Okay, because it's the basis for the actions of. Otherwise, if a person does acts without having the basis, then he's just like a munafiq. He behaves in a way that does not reflect his beliefs or his actual heart. Yeah. The deeds of the heart or the deeds of the body, people in doing them, they are at three levels. What are these three levels, Abu Salah? تحذر ولا الناس في أعمال القلوب الحمد لله عم تنقلوا على الثلاث طيب نعطيك صفر ولا صفر متعب؟ اوكي اوكي the deeds can somebody explain what this means? We said that the people in the deeds in regard to the deeds of the heart or the deeds of the body, there are three levels in regard to the requirements in Islam. There are three levels. And what are these three levels? Do you remember them, Jalal?
Yeah, the first one is the one who contacts with the self.
The body, let's see, yeah.
The second one, the self. The distinct
right.
Self is from this to that. The third one, the self is from arrived.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, in the hadith, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions two types of these three. In the what is this hadith? Anybody remembers it? There is a hadith which mentions the two types, two out of these three types. Do you remember it? You know which hadith is that? You were not here last time, but you were here before. Anybody?
من عادني
وليا فقد أذنته بالحرب. It mentions the two types of people. The one of them are those who do the minimum. ما افترضته عليه ما تغرض إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه ولا يزال عبدي. And then the next level, يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به and so on. So this is المقتصد. The first one is مقتصد. The second is سابق بالخيرات. The one who does the minimum and the one who competes in doing the good deeds or excels in doing the good deeds. Okay. So let's continue, inshallah. Yeah.
The third part of the second category comes from
someone.
From comes back one the other. So can we confirm some of these qualities?
You mean the result, the fruits of that, of those qualities? That Allah is giving them the support and the help, that the karama, that yeah, that's we, this is, it cannot be taken as a proof. This cannot be taken as a proof. What the best we can do is from the person's apparent actions, if we see that he is a person who does more than average in ibadah, in fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, in his practices and so on, then we say that he appears to be of the sabiqeen, and he avoids sins and so on. His overall appearance and actions and everything reflects that he is more than, much more than the average in obedience. Then we say that this person appears to be, Allahu A'lam what's in his heart, but in his appearance he seems to be of sabiqeen, or he seems to be average depending on what he does. But as for the outcome of that therefore we expect that Allah is helping him, is giving him support, is giving him, is being his eyes with what he sees, his ears with what he listens, or his hearing with what which he hears, and so on. This cannot be taken as a proof, because some people, We cannot require that a person, you know, should have these things around him, or he is not a wali from Allah. We cannot require that, because the awliya of Allah are not necessarily given karamat as a proof for them, or the karamat may not be known to others. Allah Azza wa Jalla may facilitate things for them between them and him, and that is the most common thing. Or it could be that Allah Azza wa Jal is refining them, removing their sins, erasing their sins by making it harder for them, and so on. You know, it could be many things that. Inshallah. So anyways, we cannot take this as a proof, definitely. But definitely we know that, for example, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are among the best awliya of Allah. After the prophets come the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the truthful, the most truthful, Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the martyrs, and so on. Yeah, it's true. I mean, we cannot negate or reject the karamat, but we cannot put weight in them as a proof, because, you know, the supernatural action that take place, things that take place, are of two types. One of them is a karama or a miracle, majiza, from Allah Azza wa Jal to help or show the truth of his abd, whether a prophet or a good man. The other type is a test for disbelievers. You know, like, you know, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, disbelievers or disobedient people. He tells us about Dajjal, that when he comes, he will have so much power that he will tell, he will go to a destroyed place, and he will say, Salaam alaikum. He will say, let your treasures come out. And the treasures will follow him. He will do things. He will change deserts into lands of rivers and trees and so on. So he will be given great powers, but these powers are destructive. Yeah. So it is the evil type of power. So what I'm saying is that the supernatural power that we see doesn't necessarily mean that the person is righteous, and this is a karama for him from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore we cannot take it as a proof. The only thing we can take as a proof is the person's actions. If they conform with the sunnah, then we hope that he is a righteous person. And if something happens now which appears to be a karama to him, then we say that this is, we expect, we hope that this is a karama from Allah. Normally they shouldn't. They shouldn't, because, you know, they themselves, they cannot brag about these things. It is something that they did not do by themselves. Allah gave it to them, and they cannot, you know, start saying, okay, see how good I am, because that destroys the deed. So they wouldn't say, I mean, any knowledgeable person would not brag about a karama that Allah gave him. And
can I give an example?
Inshallah. Well, it's not directly related to our discussion, but something that is related, I would say, is some words from Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in which he says that if you see somebody told him that another scholar of his time, I don't remember now, the Mahdi or somebody, where he is, that some scholars say that if you see sahib bid'ah, a person of bid'ah, that means a person who does not go by the sunnah, if you see him walking on the surface of the water, then do not believe in him. So Imam Shafi'i said, I say more than that. Even if you see him flying in the air, do not take from him. So it doesn't matter what a person, what kind of miracles seem to come from a person. We're not denying the miracles, but the miracles, the true miracles, the karama, comes only from people who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam properly. Okay, so therefore, based on our discussion of last time, we say that the one who has true iman, من كان معه إيمان حقيقي فلا بد أن يكون معه من هذه الأعمال بقدر إيمانه. The one who has true iman in his heart, then he would fulfill of these deeds, which means the deeds of the heart, in accordance with his iman, in proportion with his iman. Which means the stronger the iman, the more the person would fulfill the deeds of the heart. The deeds of the heart. وَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ ذُنُوبٌ. Even if he had sins. Okay? Even if he commits sins, but still he would fulfill more of the deeds of the heart than others. Like Al-Bukhari reported in his hadith from Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه أن رجلا كان يسمى حمارا. And this is his name actually was Abdullah. His actual name was Abdullah, but they used to call him Himar because there were so many Sahaba who were called Abdullah, and he was distinguished by something, so he was called Himar, a donkey. So a man used to be called Himar. Yeah, his nickname. It seems not. I mean, I don't know what's the specific reason that they called him Himar. Maybe he was patient, he worked hard, maybe. Allahu Alam. No, Himar. إِنَّ رَجُلًا كَانَ يُسَمَّى حِمَارًا وَكَانَ يُضْحِكُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And he used to make the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laugh. وَكَانَ يَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرِ وَيَجْلِدُهُ النَّبِيَّ. He used to drink khamr, alcohol, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم lashed him or whipped him. فَأُتِيَ بِهِ مَرَّةً. So once he was brought in front of the Prophet ﷺ because he still disobeyed and drank alcohol. فَقَالَ رَجُلْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا يُؤْتَى بِهِ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, curse be on him. May Allah curse him. How frequently he is brought for punishment before the Prophet ﷺ. فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا تَلْعَنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, do not curse him because he loves Allah and his messenger. So this shows that a person may have good qualities in him and evil qualities at the same time. He is disobedient. He's bringing this to show you that a person could be committing sins, but at the same time he fulfills some of the required deeds of the heart, like in this case loving Allah and his messenger. This is one of the deeds of the heart. So it's not necessary that if a person commits sins, we say that we put a cross on him, cross him out, say that he's all bad if we see him committing a sin. Well, it means that he satisfies a good deal of obedience, but maybe this was a weakness in him. He was addicted to it and he couldn't, you know, stop it right away. Maybe later on he stopped, but because, you know, the Tashri'ah was established on stages, as we learn from the Quran. But yeah, he had this weakness. But loving Allah means obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُوا يُحِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say, if you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you. So we expect that since he loves Allah and his messenger, therefore he obeys them. But still he had this sin. Yeah, he's the one. فهذا يبين أن المذنب بالشرب وغيره قد يكون محبا لله ورسوله. So he's saying this shows that the one who is sinful because of drinking or something else could be a lover of Allah and His Messenger. وحب الله أو ورسوله أوثق أرى الإيمان. And loving Allah and His Messenger is the strongest tie of iman. كما أن العابد الزاهد قد يكون لما في قلبه من بدعة ونفاق مسقوطا عليه عند الله ورسوله من ذلك الوجه. Just like a person who is عابد, who is a worshipper and زاهد, renunciator, a person who renounces this the worldly matters, he might have بدعة and hypocrisy. So because of that, he'll be this hated by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Okay, even though he's giving this as a counter example. A person may in his actions appear to be good, but he would have bid'ah and nifaq, hypocrisy in his heart, so that he would not be loved by Allah Azza wa Jalla, even though his apparent actions are good, which is ibadah and zuhd. Okay, so a person may be عابد and زاهد, but his heart is not good. Okay. كما استفاد في الصحاح وغيرها من حديث أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه وأبي سعيد الخدري وغيرهما and أبو سعيد الخدري and others as has been recorded frequently in large numbers in the صحاح in the books of صحيح which means Bukhari and Muslim and others from the hadith of علي بن أبي طالب and أبو سعيد الخدري and others الخدري and others that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned الخوارج and he said يحقر أحدكم صلاته مع صلاته. You would belittle your prayer. You would belittle the one of you would belittle his prayer compared to their prayer, which means their prayer is so nice. They make it so long and careful, and it appears to be pious. وصيامه مع صيامهم, and his fasting compared to their fasting. وقراءته مع قراءتهم, and his reading of the Quran compared to their reading. Yet يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز حناجرهم. They read the Quran and doesn't go beyond their this throat or the bone here, the throat bone, whatever it's called, which means it doesn't get to their hearts. يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. They get out from the deen as quickly as the arrow shoots out of the bow. أينما لقيتموهم فاقتلوهم. Wherever you meet them, kill them. فإن في قتلهم أجرا عند الله لمن قتلهم يوم القيامة, because in killing them is a reward with Allah for those who kill them on the day of judgment. لأن أدركتهم لأقتلنهم قتل عاد. So he's saying, if I live to see them, I will kill them like the killing of Ad, which means I will totally annihilate them. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. And these people, the Prophet, the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, of Rasulullah ﷺ, fought against them in the behind the Amir Mu'mineen Ali radiallahu an, by the command of the Prophet ﷺ. And he said about them, تمرق مارقة على خير فرقة من المسلمين يقاتلهم أدنى الطائفتين إلى الحق, which means there will be a group that will go against the best of the two parties or of the two groups of Muslims, and the closest to the truth of the two groups will fight with them, which means the group of Ali رضي الله عنه. ولهذا قال أئمة, because of this, the imams of Islam like Sufyan al-Thawri said and others said, إن البدعة أحب إلى إبليس من المعصية, لأن البدعة لا يتاب منها والمعصية يتاب منها. البدعة أحب إلى إبليس من المعصية, لأن البدعة لا يتاب منها والمعصية يتاب منها. سفيان الثوري his full name is Sufyan bin Masruq Thawri, Abu Abdullah al-Kufi, thiqatun hafidhun faqihun abidun imamun hujja, wulida sanata 97 wa tuwfiya sanata 26 wa 100. Sufyan al-Thawri, some people count him among tabi'in, or but he actually, you know, he probably barely met one of the sahaba in his childhood, because by the 100th Hijri, all of the Sahaba were dead. So he's either a young, very young Tabi or Tabi Tabi. But anyways, he was one of the greatest scholars of Islam, rahimahullah. So Sufyan al-Thawri says, "Al-bid'ah ahabu ila Iblis min al-Masi." Bid'ah is more beloved to Iblis than a sin. لأن البدعة لا يتاب منها, because a bid'ah, one cannot repent from it, whereas the sin, one would repent from it. If one makes a sin, commits a sin, he would repent, and Allah will accept his repentance. ومعنى قوله ومعنى قولهم إن البدعة لا يتاب منها إن المبتدع الذي يتخذ دينا لم يشرعه الله ولا رسوله قد زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا فهو لا يتوب ما دام يراه حسنا لأن أول التوبة العلم بأن فعله سيء ليتوب منه. Which means he's saying, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is explaining. They're saying that bid'ah cannot be repented from is because the mubtada, the one who commits bid'ah, he takes or adheres to a deen that Allah Azza wa Jal did not legislate. He would or specific portions of the deen, he would do them thinking, believing that they are good, even though Allah did not legislate. زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءَ عَمَلِهِ, which means his bad or evil action has been decorated to him, has been, he thinks that it is good and he sees it's good, so he will not repent as long as he thinks that it is good. How, he says, how, why should I repent from this? It's good, I'm doing something good. So that's why he cannot repent from a, the mubtada cannot repent from the bid'ah, because the first step towards repentance is that the person knows that his action is evil or bad, so that he would stop it. So if he thinks it's good, how would he wish or try to stop it? لَكِنَّ, he says, however, repentance is possible if Allah Azza wa Jal guides him and leads him so that he would see the truth, as Allah Azza wa Jal has guided those whom he guided of the kuffar and hypocrites and so on. So it is. It doesn't mean, they're saying that does not mean that it is impossible, period, that he will repent. It means that it is very hard for him as long as he sees that this is a good thing what he's doing, the bid'ah. But once he realizes, if Allah guides him to realize the mistake, the evil in his action, his bid'ah, then he will be guided, inshallah. As Allah Azza wa Jal guided so many people, the kuffar, the hypocrites, and so on. And وطوائف من أهل البدع والضلال, and many people who committed bid'ah and misguidance. وهذا يكون بأن يتبع من الحق ما علم. And the way to guidance for any person, for any of us, even the mubtadi'ah or people, is when they know that they have, there is a truth, a true, an action, a good deed that they are certain about, do it, perform it properly, and so on. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will guide them to other things that they do not know about. فمن عمل بما علم أورثه الله علم ما لم يعلم. Because the one who acts upon what he knows, Allah will give him the knowledge of that which he doesn't know. As he said, والذين هتدوا زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم. Those who are guided, who act, that is, with guidance, Allah will increase their guidance and give them their taqwa, which means provide them with taqwa. وقال تعالى ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا. If they only did what they were reproached about, what they were told to do, that is, in the commands of Allah, that would have been better for them and give them more firmness. So by doing what Allah commanded them, they get more firmness in doing other things that Allah commanded. وَإِذًا لَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And then we would give them from us a great reward. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And we would have guided them to a straight path. So see, by doing what they are commanded to do, Allah will guide them to a straight path, to the straight path. And so on. There are other examples. I think we are almost out of time on this subject. But, you know, I really would like to emphasize this, and whenever you find that there is a little thing that we can do, let's not say that, why should I do it? I am so much full of mistakes, full of sins, and then this little thing, what would it help? Let's not belittle any good deed, because the good deed will lead to other good deeds. That's one of its benefits.